You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. Just a quick note before we get into the astrology of the day. If you are tuning into the show for the first time, I just want to let you know that the show's format has temporarily changed, and that is because I am on maternity leave. Typically, every single episode includes a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign or your rising sign. But as I make this transition into motherhood, I am listening to my body and what it feels capable of doing in this moment. So instead, what you can expect, again, temporarily, each episode will include an overview of the astrology for the day, any major astrological transits or events that are happening, and I'll also call out which zodiac signs will be impacted by them the most intensely. This information alone should be very useful in helping you navigate your day, finding pockets of celebration, auspicious or lucky times to take action, and even when the energy might be a little off or funkier. Again, I absolutely will be returning to the original format, but I've got to bring a baby into this dimension first and then learn how to become a mom. As always, thank you so much for being here, and I hope these mini episodes continue to offer you guidance throughout your day. This is your daily horoscope for Monday, April 15th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. The action starts out around 3 a.m. when the moon in Cancer forms a sextile with Uranus in Taurus. The moon represents our inner world, our intuition, and our emotions. And Uranus is a planet of surprise and disruption. Fortunately, the moon and Uranus are meeting in a gentle connection, so this can look like some sort of surprising or exciting dream if this takes place while you're sleeping in the middle of the night. Maybe you wake up with an innovative idea or a solution you've been seeking. But this can bring some sort of welcome shift of energy. Later on, around 8 a.m., Mercury retrograde in Aries forms a conjunction with Chiron in Aries. Now, Chiron represents our wounded healer in astrology, our wounds, our triggers, our deepest pain, as well as our own healing journey. Mercury has to do with the mind, communication, our thoughts and opinions. Now, since Mercury is retrograde, this planetary connection already took place for the first time on March 20th. So you'll want to think back to that time frame. What were you focused on? What were some topics or conversations that were unfolding? Because this is a moment where those themes and storylines are coming back around, especially as it relates to your own triggers, your own healing, and your own wounds from the past. This could be a time where you are rethinking or reorienting your relationship with those coping mechanisms, dynamics, and reconsidering how you react to old triggers or wounds. Now, this conjunction is also taking place at 19 degrees of Aries, which is where we had the new moon solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th. So it is also going to reactivate some of those eclipse themes as well. So take a look at that day. What was the major focus? Because some of those themes will be pulled into this energy as well. And take note of what comes up for you today, because there will be one more final pass in conjunction once Mercury retrograde ends and begins moving direct. And that will be taking place in May. Later on in the day, around 12 p.m., we have the first quarter moon in Cancer, and this is taking place at 26 degrees. So if you have any important planets or placements like a rising sign or midheaven, between 20 and 29 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you will feel the effects of this first quarter moon the most intensely. First quarter moons mark a moment of change, taking action. This is the time to initiate or begin something new, especially as it relates to the seeds you planted or intentions you set under the new moon, specifically the new moon solar eclipse that took place on April 8th. Now, we also have the moon moving past 19 degrees of Cancer, which means it's moving past an eclipse point, and we are finally exiting eclipse season under this lunation. And later on, around 4 p.m., the moon in Cancer forms a trine with Neptune in Pisces. This is a sweet, generous, and compassionate connection. It's great for getting lost in your imagination, for brainstorming, for exploring your own creativity, and for having open-minded and open heart conversations with other people. This is also a great time to listen to your intuition or do divination work or even tune into some of your feelings and truly feel them, even if that means having a good cry. And later on, around 7 p.m., the moon enters fiery Leo, and this is a vibe shift. We go from being more internal and focused on nurturing ourselves to a little bit more outgoing. This is more social energy. We are taking action based on our heart space and our feelings. And we're not feeling shy about being the center of attention, especially when we are around our chosen family and people that we love. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much, and see you tomorrow.